Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a woman who, she frequents the bus stop outside of the watering hole, right?
Yep.
She never has a cigarette, but will always bomb a cigarette from me. And look, I don't mind giving you my cigarette, but the other day, this weekend, I went outside, I saw her. She was not looking at me, and I decided to walk all the way around the back of the bar. And everyone's like, well, why'd you go run back? I said, I just don't want to talk to her. It's not that she's mean. It's nothing like that. The problem is, because she looks normal. Now I can see some telltale signs. But when she first walked up, like a year ago, I'm like, sure, you can have a cigarette. You mind if I sit down on the bench next to you? I'm like, no, go ahead. I regretted that.
Yeah.
Because she started talking, and then she wouldn't stop talking. And much like that call, like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And I don't want to do this again.
When I smoked, Ted, one of the best things about going outside was the fact that we could just sit there. We didn't have to say a word. We just stand there and just you just want to decompress and chill out.
Yeah, it's like King of the Hill.
And there's a few people that come up and you're like,
oh no.
Ah, this, you've just ruined my relaxation. Mm. You've just ruined my reset.
Like, one of them used to work here.
Yes. And it's just like,
not here, but in the building.
It's like, man, that's the worst. It's like,
oh yeah, yeah,
you're ruining my relaxation.
Because I would see this particular individual and pull out my phone and talk to no one just so he'd leave me alone.
Yeah.
Because otherwise he'd come over and talk, but he's one of those dudes, you're on the phone, as far as he knows. He'll still stand like 2 feet away from you, waiting for you to hang up your call. And it's just like, this. What are you not getting, man?
Yeah.
I don't want to say I don't like you, and the thing is I don't, but I don't want to say that.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROG.
I did not like you. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Marty, good luck, by the way.
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, you know what's going on.
Hey, that last caller was very energetic.
Yeah, that's a word for it. That's, yeah.
To say the least. When I found in the trash, I was probably 16 or 17, and I was at one of those, like, U-spray car washes, you know, like, you know, U-spray.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got done. I was with my buddy. You know, he's probably a year or so older than me, but this really creepy dude, like, pulls up in, like, an old-school Lincoln. And he threw a bunch of, like, paper bags away in, like, the little trash. And he takes off for, you know, a few feet, comes running back, and he starts ripping labels off, like, off these, like, we didn't know what they were. He's ripping labels off stuff. And then he speeds off. And then we're like, dude, we have to see what's in the trash.
Okay. Right.
And so, of course, it was, like, half a dozen, like, old-school VHS tapes. And he just ripped the label off, you know, with a paper tear so you can't see what it is. And I'm like, okay, we got to check these out. So, I mean, we went to my house and put it in, and it was like the nastiest, like, 70s old school porn. Like, like, I didn't know women would even look like that. And problem is, I left one in the VCR, and then my mom saw it, you know, but I have two older brothers, like, no real big deal. But she was just like, what are you watching? You know, she figured I'd be looking at something a little more modern.
So she's giving you grief just for how old it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was probably thinking like, oh my God, what's my son into?
He's into vintage porn. You
know, he really is. Yes. Let the weeds grow.
Yeah, it was just kind of funny. But she was all cool about it, I guess, you know, but mm-hmm. She was just like, I thought you'd be into something a little more modern.
Look, man, at a certain age, you're into anything that offers nakedness.
Right. And that was just what it was then. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Like, again, back to the Sears catalog. Like, good enough. It's as close as I can get.
And I go to the library, and there was a book on Nazis. But there was one page where the Nazis were at a topless bar. So I would go to the library and find this one book. Like, hey, man, you want to see some? Yeah. Page
You're looking at Nazi boobs.
Yes. But yeah. Again, I'm like 11 or 12, so you're just happy to see boobs in general.
Look, I'm not going
to lie. We were learning about World War II.
I'm 56, and if you showed me, here's Nazis, it'd be like, F them, here's Nazi boobs. First, like, all right, slow down, let me see the Nazi breast.
The first boobs I saw were a woman who could balance a basket on top of her head and a slinky around her neck.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
National Geographic,
boobs
man.
Boobs are coming down to her like her thighs. Did you, like, guys, boobs.
Did you guys go to the library in elementary school specifically just to look at those boobs?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the women, they were not attractive.
Yes.
Their neck was 18 feet long.
Yes.
Their boobs look like bowling pins. And you're like, but they're boobs.
I don't care.
And for some reason, the librarian, maybe it's changed, they could walk by the table and they still thought on some level we're trying to educate ourselves. Like, we're not.
I don't think so.
Oh, you're reading about Ethiopia.
No,
it's
we're
like,
not.
No, we're looking at boobs.
No, we're not. Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROCK.
And there were a lot of boobs.
So many.
Every week.
Well, I mean, it's
month.
Just like, because they would like follow some tribe around, and like none of the women wore tops. So they take a picture in the foreground of what, but behind her was just more boobs. It was just infinite boobs. Man. Thank you, National Geographic. Unfortunately, the Nat Geo channel, nothing like that.
Y'all know what you're doing.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, holas, and a shout out to Nazi boobs.
That's Ted. That's not us.
It was just that. There was the page. I knew I could see him. It's a guaranteed boob.
Man, how about that crazy lady that called a little while ago? What a rockaholic that lady was.
Well, she's something aholic.
Hopefully, she's getting her herself taken care of.
Oh, I love it. Okay, gentlemen. So I had it was a 1976 lamp that was made by a company in California called Ass Brothers. And
Ass Brothers?
Like ass.
Like A-S-P-I.
Oh, ass.
Ass Brothers.
Like Aspen.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sorry to all the listeners out there if I screwed up the name. Don't crucify
no,
me.
No, I like the Ass Brothers.
Yeah, we were like Ass Brothers. All right. Yeah.
Well, whatever, I had this lamp that I got for, like, almost nothing, and they built them back then. This thing was a gnarly-looking castle that had lights inside of it. It was just this massive, detailed, hand-painted by the men at the company, the whole deal, nothing you would find today. Super cool. Well, it made its way to the trash, and ever since then, it's been eating at me because they don't come on the market at all, and when they do, they're kind of pricey. So, lo and behold, I'm at work yesterday, and one pops up. Man, I had to pay up for that thing, so I ordered it. Now, it's in my mind that thing made it to the trash, and this is the amount of money I had to pay to replace it.
How did it get to the trash? Did you put it in the trash, or did someone else?
Well, there was a wedding ceremony.
Oh, dummy. Just looking right at the right one. $500.
Yeah, we just pulled up a pick. Good.
That's just one of them. I mean, there's a bunch of different ones. Five,
I had to pay. Yeah, it was almost the $500 mark with shipping to.
That's what this one is.
And so, wait, you said there was a wedding or something going on?
Well, it was my wedding. I was getting married. A big clunky 1970s looking castle that lights up just doesn't scream joint domicile, and so it had to go. But it's back. It's back now. But she just doesn't know.
Now,
so she doesn't know that it was thrown away, and then you had to pay for it again.
No, yes. And we don't share finances, so it's all good.
That's good.
This shouldn't have to worry about it.
Don't worry about it, because you don't want to know what she's spending her money on.
But you had to get rid of it. Look, man, you're right. There are certain things that don't reek of, hey, we're living in this house together, but that's why I have my one little sliver in the basement where the crap I really want to see. I understand. She does not want to see it.
Is it all basically like sailor-ish leaning as far as the art?
You know, they have some like, they have a lot of nautical stuff.
Yeah.
But this is a giant castle. It's about 3 feet high without the lampshade on it. And it's all done in very detailed, and they just don't come up for sale. That, you know, so they command a price for the people that want them.
Where did you get this thing? Because I'm just looking at it now, and I feel like it's something I'd have found at my grandmother's house or something like that.
Does it look like it's got Humpty Dumpty on top of it?
Nope, not this one. I know the one you're talking about, but
the three little pigs.
Like you would, I think people would recognize the sailor ones.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this one. I mean, they go anywhere from about $800 to about $1,400.
Because this is going to pay for them. Specifically collectors now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, and you know what? I don't want to paint my wife in a bad light. She didn't ask me to get rid of anything. There's nothing like that. And I do have a man cave above the garage, so I take full responsibility. Well, this one was all on me.
All right. Yeah. Well, see, don't do that.
Yeah, all right.
Like, don't do that. You just got to fight for those things. That like, I don't know why you like this. You don't need to like it. I don't know why you like vegetables. Right. I'm not precluding you from eating them. You know what I mean?
It's just, I don't even know why you like me.
Right.
I've told my wife that before. I'm like, before you give me grief, you're the one with terrible taste.
Man, you make poor decisions.
You married me. I'm like, look, man, that limits your ability to give me grief.
Yeah, we used to have a living room and a family room. Like, you can't hang that in the living room. Like, no one sits there.
Right. Why do you have that?
It was like
room?
An old school East Coast house. Like, this is like a place where like grandmother covers the furniture
and plastic.
And you're not allowed in here. Who cares what's on the walls? No one's even spending any time.
Oh, my buddy
in here.
Josh, man. Like, he grew up over in Montgomery County, right? So he had more money than we did. But they had a room that you couldn't go in, a living room.
Yeah.
And I loved, his mom was a great woman, right? God, I forget her name. But she was tacky.
Yeah.
And the room you couldn't go in was all like animal print stuff.
Yeah.
Did she cover it with plastic?
Yeah. I mean, the whole nine yards, but it was just like, we can't go in there?
And nobody wants to go there. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing inviting. My grandparents, they didn't have a big enough house to have a room you couldn't go into. So you just had the family room. But they covered it in plastic anyway.
Yeah.
And I hated visiting, because this is Virginia, and we only went there in the summer. Dude, like, it's just so humid. They didn't have air conditioning, right? They're broke. But you'd go into this house, and my brother and I hated it, because you'd sit on, it's like sitting in a diaper, but you're not wearing a diaper. Your legs sweat more. And the thing is, the sofa she was protecting was the ugliest shade of, like, brown gold you've ever seen.
I don't know if my stepfather's mother's living room always had a baby gate up to keep you out, or just when she had friends and family over. You could not take food in there. You could not walk through there with a glass of anything. You were not allowed to sit down on
what do they use it for?
I don't know. What, like,
no
I don't
one's
know.
Ever in these rooms.
The it was all, like, it looked like Bob Ross-style oil-based bad ocean paintings of, you know, breakers and then a mountain and a crappy view.
Do you not want us to go in there because if we see what you have, you'll be embarrassed? That would make sense because those rooms were notoriously ugly. But you're right. Every house you went to, like, Adam and me.
My cousin Tom does it the other way. But I actually think he's genius. He turned, like, what the garage would be into, like, his room. So the family room has this massive couch. Everybody sits in there. His room is basically just to watch sports.
Right.
Like, that's perfect.
So, like, his kids don't go in there.
Yeah.
It's like across the hall. And he lives in South Baltimore, but he's a Niners fan.
All right.
So, like, his kids kind of like the Ravens and stuff. Sure. So they'll be in the main room and he sits in his room and just watches his game.
That is perfect.
It's awesome.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.